Welcome to the break of dawn. This is part three of Peace in the Midst of Chaos. We're going to start with Romans 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Matthew 15, verse 21 through 28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Matthew 5, verse 1. It says through 12, but I know it's not. So I'm just going to read what's in front of me, because I printed this out from, not from the Bible, because I'd be going back and forth. So I did it online. So it's Matthew 5, 1, and I know it's not 12 verses. So here we go. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Isaiah 26, verse 12. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. That is why I sent you, Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Romans 2, verse 8. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, though there will be wrath and fury. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. That's my life verse. It really resonates with me. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jude 1, verse 2. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 3, 10 through 11. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Hebrews 13, verse 20 through 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Colossians 3, verse 13. Bearing with one another, and, if one has complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. You know, that's a good one to end on. Because if you hold a grudge against someone, or if you're mad, they did something to you, and you know you're in the right, but you won't forgive them, the only person it hurts is you. Because they may not even know that they have hurt you in any way. And they may have, but we don't know. You don't know. But releasing that and laying it at the Lord's feet, letting him, if there's to be judgment or whatever, allowing God to take care of that, because it's not helping you to hold on to that anger or that unforgiveness. It's making you more angry and unforgiving. And who wants to live life like that? I sure don't. You know, I don't know how many people will listen to this, but all I know is that God has asked me to do this, so that's what I'm doing. And I hope you feel blessed by this, because it's the Word of God, and we can always lean in every day and trust in Him. And then I also just wanted to share, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called The Chosen, and it is the most powerful story told of Jesus. It is just, it blows my mind. This gentleman, and of course his name is going to escape me, but I will find his name for the next episode. They're in their third season. They just wrapped up their third season. And I'm telling you, it is just an amazing witness of the life of Jesus and the disciples. And it just... if you have not seen it, it's all self-funded. So you can go on, you can get the app. It's called The Chosen. If anybody would like it, let me know and I'll forward you the app. And then you can buy a season and pay it forward. You don't even have to buy it, but you know, we'll go to the theater. That we just went to see the last two episodes of season 3 in the theater. So that's part of the way paying it forward. They have, you know, merchandise that you can purchase. You can purchase a season or an episode, so then the next person could get it for free and then they could pay it forward. It is so cool. They're self-funding this whole thing. They're not doing it through Hollywood. They're self-funding the whole thing. So I will encourage you to check it out, because it's really an amazing, just biblical story of Jesus. Now, yeah, they take some liberty, but overall it's very biblically based, and it's just amazing. And the gentleman that plays Jesus is, they're all amazing actors. They just all are. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, and I just want to thank you for joining the Break of Dawn. Sorry, Dawn. Have a wonderful and blessed day.